Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to pray as we come before God's Word. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word again, and we thank you for the truth it speaks to us. We thank you that all of these stories from times of old, where you were faithful to your people in the Old Covenant and brought them into the land you promised them, all of this is a picture of what we are yet to receive, and even what we are even now receiving from your hand in Jesus Christ our Saviour. Those were shadow pictures. We have the clear fulfilment of them. So paint that picture for us now, we pray, and help us to see how Jesus brings it into reality. Amen. So we're reading from Joshua chapter 21. And we're reading verses 43 to 45. So the Lord gave Israel all the land that he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their ancestors. Not one of their enemies withstood them. The Lord gave all their enemies into their hands. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. So this is the completion of the possession of Israel, led by Joshua, into the land of promise, the land of Canaan. And just as an initial comment, we might think that this business of dispossessing the existing nation and driving them out before them sounds a little bit harsh. Did they not have a right, a prior right, to live there in that land? Was it not their land? But we have to realise, don't we, that this is God's world that we are living in. And in actual fact, all lands everywhere belong to him. So where you live and your right to live there is by God's permission and nothing less than that. So if you continue to call a place your home, it is because God, the mighty God of the universe, allows you to do so. And we should never really take for granted or claim for ourselves things that we ought to be humbly recognizing are God's prerogative in allocating lands to live in and places to dwell. Just want to pick out three words from these three verses, this end game, at least as far as possession is concerned. We'll see later that there's a bit more to the story than that, and in fact it gradually deteriorates and gets much worse than this. But for our purposes now, we see that there are three things that we can know. First of all, they are dealing with the possession of the promised land. Secondly, they are dealing with the protection God gives them from their enemies. And we read that they were given victory over every single enemy on every single border of Israel. So possession, protection. And then we see that lovely verse at the end, not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. So here it is, the final word on the possession of Canaan according to God's promises, of which not one has failed. Now this morning, briefly turn with me to 1 Peter and chapter 1. Let's read just a few verses from there. You might be asking, these are stories from the Old Testament. These are stories of Old Covenant Israel. What have they got to do with me? Well, they're there for your benefit. They're there for your encouragement. They're there to build up the church in her faith and to inspire the believer in Christ to trust in him and completely with all confidence know that he will bring about what he promises you. Let's just read these few verses from 1 Peter 1, verses 3 onwards. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance, word one, that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded, word two, by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving, word three, the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So you see those three words there, inheritance, shielded, receiving. Now parallel that with the passage from Joshua we just read. And the three words there were possession, protection, and fulfillment. And we see there's an exact parallel in what God is saying to you in your new covenant faith in Christ. You too have an inheritance and you will possess it. You too are shielded. It is a protected inheritance and no enemy is able to take it away from you. And thirdly, you are receiving already the fulfillment of God's promises. So like for like, we have those three things that God states in those Joshua verses paralleled in the way that God is dealing with us today. Why so? Because not one of God's promises will fall to the ground and remain unfulfilled. So as you walk into this day, walk in the sure knowledge and take joy in the fact that everything God has said to you is true. Everything that he said will be yours, will be yours. It is a certainty, for it is written in God's indelible ink. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we praise you for your promises. We thank you that they are vast, that they are certain, and that they are protected. And we ask, Father, that you give us the faith and the certainty in our hearts to believe these things are true, even though the world around might crowd out that faith and make us doubt it. Keep strong that faith within us so that we might look to you for your strength and your power to believe these things are so. Amen.